Good day, and welcome to the KUKA Full Year 2016 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to KUKA's conference call for the final results of 2016. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn over the call to KUKA's CEO, Dr. Till Reuter, and KUKA CFO, Peter Molin.
Thank you, Andreas. Ladies and gentlemen, also from my side and Peter's side, I warmly welcome you to the conference call for the final results of KUKA in 2016. First of all, I would like to present you the highlights of last year, along with our outlook for the current year. Then my colleague, Peter Molin, will then provide you with a more detailed explanation of the financial results for 2016 and the past quarter. After that, I would like to give you an update on our strategy in China and our strategy with regard to the topic of Industry 4.0 IoT. Let's start with the last year and the important topics of last year. From business perspective, 2016 was a very successful year for KUKA. We continued to grow and managed to push further ahead with our innovation topics. Orders received reached a new record value of 3.4 billion, an increase of more than 20%. Compared with many other segments in engineering, this is a very notable performance. At 2.95 billion, sales revenue were at the same level as the previous year. The revenue dynamic should accelerate in the following quarters when customers may call off on the orders they have placed and just see orders of 3.4 billion. The EBIT margin before purchase price allocation and before extraordinary expenses related to the Midea takeover was 5.6%. The decrease on the previous year is primarily attributable to book gains in 2015 and higher and planned research and development investment in 2016. Excluding these two effects, the EBIT margin would have been increased slightly on a purely operational basis. The good overall performance, operating performance, enabled us to keep the earnings after tax relatively stable at around 86 million. We are thus recommending to the annual general meeting a dividend of 0.50 per share for the financial year of 2016. A stable development with regard to the previous year. At this point, I would like to emphasize again on dividend payments are important for us, but we also have a focus on strengthening our competitiveness in the long term. For this reason, we are increasing investment in R&D and expansion of our global platform in the market. Let's come to the operational highlights. The operational focus over the past financial year concerns the following issues: strengthening of our leading position in Industry 4.0, expansion of global growth. With our peer, the Hannover Fair in April 2016, we underscored our strong market position in the field of Industry 4.0. We presented initial applications and products, all concentrating on the digitization of our customers' production process. Worthy of particular mention is Swisslog's development. After implementing 200 efficiency measures and clearly focusing on growth, quality, innovation, we have succeeded in winning important large-scale orders last year. One example is the order from Michelin, which significantly strengthened our market position in the automation of logistics centers in the U.S. We are also very proud of the extension of the frame contract with Daimler. This regard is a recognition of our innovative, high-performance robots by our long-standing customer, Daimler. Let's look at the group financial and the outlook 2017. Overall visibility for 2017 financial year is good. We have a high order backlog of over 2 billion. We have good prospects for growth in demand from our customers. For 2017, we are expecting high demand, especially in the U.S. and China. Driven by the strong overall level of orders received, we are anticipating sales revenue of around 3.1 billion at group level. Please bear in mind that in 2016, the U.S. Aerospace division generated revenues of about 100 million euro, which will be missing in 2017 due to the sale of this company. Robotics should achieve revenues of over 1 billion. We see systems after disposal at the same level as 2016, namely around 1.4 billion. And for Swisslog, we are expecting revenues of over 600 million. For 2017, we forecast an EBIT margin of more than 5.5% before purchase price allocation and for Swisslog and before additional growth investments of approximately 45 million. So operationally, we want to be at least as good as this year or last year, and we want to get even better. The investment of 45 million on top are related to group-wide topics such as digitization and Industry 4.0 and mobility. We are expecting these investments to open up additional areas of growth for the company in the coming years, which will be reflected in higher sales revenue and margin in the future. The margin of both Robotics and Swisslog should improve in 2017, and we are expecting stable development of the margin and system for 2017. Now my colleague Peter Mohn will give you more details on the financial results of 2016.
Thank you, Till. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to our conference call. Let us now look at the regional development of KUKA. Over the past few years, we have been able to significantly increase the share of orders received from the high growth markets for automation outside of Europe. The share in 2016 was 62%. I especially wish to highlight two drivers behind this development. The first driver is China. The demand for robotic automation in China was above average again in the past financial year, with growth of over 40% to 525 million. China was one of the motors for our growth in 2016. We also intend to continue investing in the country in the future in order to meet the high demand there. Furthermore, we are anticipating even better positioning in the Chinese market through MIDEA, which will have a positive effect on our growth. North America is the second driving factor. KUKA is profiting not only from the expansion of production capacities, but also from the wave of modernizing existing automotive plants. Automation is part of the solution here for cushioning the impact of rising wages in the USA. Moreover, we are benefiting from the relocation of production facilities from low-wage countries to the USA as a consequence of lower energy costs. In the financial year, about 65% of KUKA's growth in orders received came from the North America region. It is our current assessment that the good development in North America will further continue, and that is what we see in the first 2 months of 2017. Let's now look at the key figures for 2016. The development of customer demand was definitely the most gratifying operational trend in the past financial year. Altogether, KUKA reported a volume of orders received totaling 3.4 billion. This was an increase of 20%. The generally positive trend was still intact at the end of 2016, as can be seen from the development in quarter four. The volume of orders received at group level improved to almost 800 million in the past quarter, an increase of 13% on the previous year's result from the same quarter. As already indicated by Till, the strong level of orders received over the past month will have a positive impact on the revenue development in the following quarters. The reason for this lies in the lead time between receiving orders and generating revenues, which may be 3 to 4 months for robotics, 9 months or more for systems, and on average 6 to 12 months for Swisslog. Correspondingly, KUKA's sales revenues in the past full year remained relatively stable at 2.95 billion. The positive effect of orders received already became evident in the fourth quarter of 2016. sales revenues improved 18% to over 900 million, a new all-time high for a quarter, topping the previous record by more than 100 million. Profitability in 2016 met our expectations. On a comparative basis, in operational terms, in other words, before purchase price allocation and before the extraordinary expenses related to the Medea takeover, the EBIT margin decreased from 6.6% in 2015 to 5.6% decreased from 6.6% in 2015 to 5.6% last year. This development is partly attributable to book gains of around 12 million in 2015, resulting from the sale of HLS and the tools and dies business unit. In addition, we accepted a lower margin in order to continue investing in our future-oriented topics of digitization, mobility, software, and general industry. Excluding the book profits and these additional investments, the EBIT margin would have risen from 6.1% in 2015 to 6.3%. In keeping with the development of EBIT that I have just described, EBITDA too declined from 259 million to 205 million in the past financial year. This corresponds to an EBITDA margin of 7%. Without the extraordinary expenditure in connection with Medea, the EBITDA margin would have been 7.9%. Earnings after taxes were 86 million in 2016, thereby reaching a stable level compared to the previous year. Earnings after taxes benefited from an improved tax rate. This was attributable to American tax legislation that makes it possible to obtain tax subsidies on certain expenditure on R&D. CapEx in 2016 was around 100 million after 107 million in 2015. This is equivalent to an investment ratio of 3.4% in relation to sales revenues. The 7% decrease is essentially accounted for by the lower investments in tangible assets resulting from completion of our new development and technology center at the end of 2015. At the same time, however, the investments in intangible assets, such as self-developed software, increased substantially. The workforce grew by around 7.2% to 12,300, from 12,300 to 13,200 employees. There was an increase of around 850 in the workforce in 2016, of which 56% was attributable to robotics and here primarily to the general industry and service segments. The workforce at Systems grew in the body structure systems engineering segment, amongst others. From a regional perspective, the increase in personnel in China is particularly notable. The workforce there rose 17% to nearly 1,300 employees. Now every 10th KUKA employee works in our industry's most interesting growth market, and the trend is rising. The operational free cash flow was impacted above all by the strong increase in orders received. In 2016, it amounted to minus 100 million, after plus 96 million in the previous year. We developed very dynamically in 2016, especially in the USA. As cash flow generation traditionally trends tends to be concentrated to the end of the contract in this region, free cash flow experienced a substantial decline. We are very confident that increasing revenues in the coming quarters will be accompanied by a distinct improvement of the free cash flow. I would now like to take a closer look at our three divisions, robotics, Systems, and Swisslog. Let's turn to robotics first. Robotics developed positively in the past financial year. 2016 saw an increase of over 20% in orders received, which reached a new record value surpassing the 1 billion. This outstanding result was driven by all three segments, namely automotive, general industry, and service, of which all achieved double-digit growth rates. The sales revenues of robotics likewise developed very positively, reaching a level of nearly a billion for the first time in a financial year. Overall, sales revenues improved by 9% to 994 million. As far as the EBIT margin is concerned, robotics recorded a decline from 11.0% to 10.1%. Without the additional investments of 12 million for robotics in the field of R&D, the EBIT margin would have risen slightly to 11.3% in the past financial year. We have made a conscious decision, however, to invest in innovative products now in order to consolidate our technological leadership and our market position. We gained market share last year. Systems 2 can look back on a highly successful financial year 2016. Our automotive customers in particular have increased their investment activities again. In terms of regions, performance was especially gratifying North America, but we also registered considerable increases in Europe and in China. Our strategy is paying dividends here. Compared with most of our competitors, Systems is set apart by the fact that we are able to offer our customers the same standard and the same quality worldwide. This is a significant competitive advantage, particularly in the case of globally expanding automotive customers. Systems was able to increase orders received to 1.64 billion in 2016. As already explained, sales revenues decreased 5% on account of the time lapse between winning orders and generating revenues. But you can already see the turnaround in the fourth quarter with revenues picking up by 13%. The operational EBIT margin at Systems reached a value of 6.5% in 2016, compared with 6.9% in the previous year. The focus at Swisslog in 2016 was quite clearly on the topics first, growth and improvement of competitiveness. We have managed to win important large-scale orders which allow us to benefit particularly from economies of scale in the USA and Asia in 2017. Second focus was expanding of product portfolio and strengthening of our innovation base. In March 2016, we launched an innovative and highly dynamic warehouse shuttle system, the Cyclone Carrier, onto the market, which stands out for its flexible and variable application potential. A particular highlight was the presentation of automated item pick at Logimat last week, a robotic application for single item picking that we, as a group, can offer from a one-stop source. The results for the past financial year we see a similar development as at robotics and systems. Orders received grew by 35% to a new record value of 743 million. Sales revenues decreased slightly on account of the time lapse between winning orders and generating revenues. At Swisslog 2, however, a turnaround is already apparent in the last quarter. Their revenues picked up by 12%. The operational EBIT margin of Swisslog before the integration cost of 8 million and before the purchase price allocation profited from the efficiency measured completed in 2016 despite lower sales. The margin increased consequently from 2.1% in 2015 to 2.6% from 2.1% in 2015 to 2.6% in last year. Summarizing the results of all divisions, it can be stated that Robotics Systems and Swisslog performed positively last year. We regard this momentum as the basis for our expectation of further growth again this year. Now I'd like to pass you back to Till.
Thank you, Peter. As we already have mentioned, North America is the second largest sales region for KUKA after Europe, and therefore important to have a little look on the USA as a main driver here. The USA, with a local workforce of more than 2,200 people, we achieved sales revenue of around $900 million in 2016. KUKA can draw on a broad range of automation expertise in the US, which allows a high degree of vertical integration in the American market. We aim to continue intensifying our focus on the US location in the future. With our software hub in Austin, which we established 2 years ago, we already have an excellent basis at one of the most attractive innovation locations in the US, which also is beneficial to our Detroit location. We intend to further expand our competence in the field of big data, digitization, industry 4.0 in Austin, but also in Augsburg in the coming years. Besides US, it's very important where we also, as Peter mentioned, see further growth potential. Clearly, our main goal also with the help of Midea will be to become number one in industrial robotics in China. China is the robotic market of the future. Even now, it is already by far the largest sales market for industrial robotics with very high growth rates. The International Federation of Robotics predicts that the annual sales of industrial robots in China will grow to 160,000 units within 3 years, probably corresponding then to nearly 40% of global sales. You know, we today have around 15% market share, so this is clearly a goal which we want to achieve. But with Midea help, we want to be more, we want to become number one in industrial robots in China. This development in China is driven by the following factors. High wage increases, demographic trend uses a form of one-child policy, and clearly the goal of exporting higher value products outside of China into other markets. KUKA is already established as a supplier in this market with a market leading position in terms of robot sales in the automotive segment. With Midea's support, we are expecting to further strengthen our excellent market position and to achieve growth, especially in the general industry segment. You remember we have also launched last year our 3-kilo robot after Agilus in 2012, now the 3-kilo robot to Ely really get deeper into the general industry market. Our ambition is clear. We want to be market leader in industrial robots in China in the coming years. Besides the growth and the potential on the top line, we also see through China a sustainable reduction of purchasing costs. We don't only see the chance of increasing revenue, but we also see big potential to improve our procurement costs in the medium term. Here we have two strategies. On the one hand, we will collaborate with Midea Group, for example, develop robot components and use this in our production. But what's more important, on the short term, we want to use Midea's strong network in China and benefit from purchasing advantages within the group, mainly in China, to have better sourcing and faster sourcing. Besides China, I think it's very important, China and America on the market side, to have a closer look on the IoT. And please allow me to address KUKA's Industry 4.0 strategy for the coming years. Industry 4.0, German word IoT, is a digital networking of automated production is gaining ever more importance. KUKA's aim is to support its customers in the overall optimization of their value added by providing comprehensive automation and digitization know-how. KUKA is therefore supplementing its automation expertise with know-how in cloud-based networking of machines and systems as well as data analytics. The four core elements for our industry are as follows. To start with, it's connected machines, it's manufacturing ecosystems, optimization by big data analytics and AI, and clearly new business model. And let me go through step by step. To start with Kuka's networks, Kuka networks its own products and machines. Furthermore, Kuka also networks with partners with the aim of being able to offer customers an entire ecosystem. So we first we connect one robot, we connect more robots, but then also we can connect the periphery and other machines from partners. We can optimize by means of big data analytics and artificial intelligence to have better, more efficient processes. We then can ultimately offer our customers entirely new business models, for example, predictive maintenance, which means the capability of monitoring robots and machines worldwide, viewing their conditions and also reacting as required with service. What we have done last year at Hannover, but also at the fair in Chicago, we unveiled our new product, which is on the next page, Kuka Connect, a cloud-based platform enabling our customers to interconnect with their robots, machines, and networks. And you can see similarities to our mobile phone because it's easy to use and you're getting real-time information very, very fast. With just a few clicks, users can obtain a broad overview of the data from the deployed machines and robots, for example, energy consumption or other metrics. With Kuka Connect, we can network our robots. But what happens if customers want to be able to track the entire process? And if they need more information, Kuka also offers a solution for this too. The solution is named Conyun, a Kuka startup. The company is a cloud-based platform to create an ecosystem together with our partners. It's a platform which enables our customers to share information. At Kuka, so we use Conyun at Kuka, we're working to promote new interdisciplinary business models and are implementing Industry 4.0 solutions within our own company. The team of people in Austin, Texas, as well as Augsburg, is working on connecting operational technologies, such as robots and key IT technologies, such as the cloud, the web, and the mobile platforms. Together with the colleagues globally, our customers and partners work on new solutions and business models which are evolving out of this development. To increase our innovative strengths, we are investing heavily in this research and development of this different layer. Today, Kuka is already, on the next page, we are the evolution of robots and automation. Today, Kuka already is a technological leader in robotics. Our activities for the future are concentrated on increasingly networked and more intelligent robots. For this, we are using more software and building cloud-based digital domains for our customers. Companies will thus be able to implement process steps more flexibly and more efficiently. The next step is to integrate the possibilities of big data or data analysis and artificial intelligence with our robot domains. Concerning artificial intelligence, we will profit from IDEA's platform, which is already existing in Silicon Valley. So here clearly one benefit from IDEA for speeding up the technology. In this way, we expect to increase the great potential of automation in the coming years. On the next chart, you will see that industry IoT will drive Kuka's future success. Software and IoT drives Kuka's profitable growth. Whereas the share of hardware and software was virtually identical in 2009, the importance of software and automation has steadily grown ever since, a trend from which Kuka profits and will profit even more in the future. The connection of our technology to IT and the deployment of new infrastructures created as a result of this will have an even stronger impact on our corporate development, on the top line, and also on the profitability. Peter and I were giving the outlook on 2020 last year about the 4 to 4.5 billion of revenue and 7.5% EBIT margin at least. Also, we have sold the aerospace business last year. We are fully committed to this number, and these numbers are before the potential of synergies with Midea. So we are very confident to achieve 2020 higher numbers than the 4 to 4.5 billion and the 7.5% EBIT. On this note also, coming back to, we want to be operationally better than last year, so above 5.5% EBIT, but we will allow ourselves to invest up to 45 million into new technologies to have even higher margin in the future. Thank you very much for your attention.